manager here, Andy, to explain to you the details and pricing about this exclusive position available in your area today. And I have here Nadine to talk to you, Mr. Andy.
Hi, Andy. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Doing good?
Good. How about you?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. I can't complain. You know? It's such a pleasure to meet you. Andy, my name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. So I know that you've been talking here with my representative, Michael, and I know that he does a great job explaining the basics of our program, but, you know, he wanted me to go over the pricing and details with you. So I did want to ask, was there any questions that you had for me as far as where we do the placement or even questions about how this all works?
Well, you know, we've dealt with a few different companies over the last few years, and you know, we've got received a lot of empty promises, and really just disappointed in a lot of the money that we've spent trying to learn some things. But I guess we learned the hard way, I could say.
Okay.
Not gonna be forgetting time soon, but yeah, I guess I would want to hear, you know, how your platform is going to be different from some of the others that we've tried out.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, are you talking?
Pro, they were a total flop for us.
House Call.
A company called Surefire Local. They were a joke. We even did stuff with a more localized company without trying to jump all over the board, you know, and have these voided areas where we're not getting, you know, specialized service from one company. We know that can be like, we can kind of be viewed as a search engine shopper or whatever you call that.
Search engine optimization?
Search engine optimization, yes, but not really. That's not what I was trying to say. If I'm like shopping around with 8 different companies and I'm with this company for 4 months and this company for 5 months and the next company for 6 months, you know, I feel like I don't know why or what the real reason is, and I don't need to have it explained to me, but I do understand that can kind of hurt my business and the way I pull up with jumping around and kind of, you know, switching companies on a whim. So we have really tried to weather a few storms with some of these guys that are making these promises. And we've just ended up wasting a lot of money up until recently. We feel like we have hit a pretty good patch of work and, you know, the proper representation for our company through a company called Real Work Labs. And we've also had someone, you know, working on our website a little more as well, trying to get I forget the terminologies I'm supposed to be coming up here with, but
it's okay. I get the gist of it. So, Real Work Labs, basically, it looks like they handle your local SEO, which is that Google Business Profile. You seem to be getting a good response from that. And then you mentioned that you also have someone who's kind of like tweaking with the website to get you a more online presence with that as well. It was noted that you also do the pay-per-click. I'm assuming that that's with Real Work Labs, with Google Ads. Is that what you're doing?
Well, it was set up through a company called Surefire Local that we have just recently stopped doing business with because we've really just been pulling teeth with these guys. They don't even update our photos like they're supposed to. Sometimes our website reads really kind of dumb, and you can tell that anybody in the local area that read some of these things on our website would be like, this is not a real local company because they can't even spell some of this stuff right. Just very, very sloppy job by them when they're getting paid $2,000 a month to handle stuff for us. We feel like they haven't been doing anything for us except activating the Google certified ads. But we know that we can have that done through a number of different companies, if not even do it ourselves.
Right. Okay. What about Facebook? Do you do any
That is an area that we need to hit because I don't have social media. I ain't gonna lie. We used to have it, but it was just a group decision with my wife, myself, to just get off social media. And we know from a business perspective that we have lost a little bit of the market. So we do have a Facebook page. And
for the
business.
And I just
got on there the other day and uploaded a couple photos.
Good.
It's a little bit of text. And I'm like, man, I should be doing this daily. Really. But our website is definitely, or our company is definitely not getting hit, recognized on social media.
Okay.
I mean, not even a fraction of what it could be.
Okay. I appreciate you sharing that with me because it kind of helps me in a sense see what would be the best direction for us to go in, or at least what would be most suitable for your company. Okay.
Sure.
So, you have someone handling your local SEO. I don't think you want to switch from anybody doing that currently, correct? You'd rather stick with the one that's assisting you with that, right?
Well, they're more of an SEM.
Okay.
SEO is something, this is more my brother's lane, but we are hoping to find somebody that, we were hoping Real Work Labs would do more with SEM, but they're more of an SEM company.
And they
definitely have their benefits, but we could potentially be shopping for someone that could do a better job at SEO than what we've been getting.
Okay. There is one particular program, and this program is called Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. Are you familiar with that program?
We have been listed as Google Guaranteed Company.
Oh, you have?
Times. Yes. Yes.
Who's managing it now, though?
That is a real good question because I believe we've kicked Surefire Local to the curb as of like weeks ago, just a couple weeks ago. And it's largely due to us being busy and not being able to keep our thumb on them. And then every time we really try to get in and do some analytics to see what they've been doing for us, we're let down every single time. It's like they're doing nothing except getting a paycheck.
Okay, so I'm looking to see.
Like,
yeah. So you are part of the Google Guaranteed Google Verified program. Yep, there's your profile. I see it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you originally, when you started that was with Surefire?
I believe so, yes. Yes. I'm
okay, it wasn't
sure
something you set up yourself, in other words.
Correct. That is correct.
So that tells me that they have access to it. So if you canceled with them, I do want to tell you, you want to make sure that they give you access to your profile.
We do have
know
access to it.
You do?
Yep.
Okay. Okay,
we do.
Good. Okay. One package then that I can offer you, you know, and if at any time, Andy, you would want us to assist you with that Google Verified program, I'll tell you, it's one of Google's better products. I prefer it over Google Ads, to be quite honest with you. Okay?
Okay.
Only because the Google leads, they come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone, but what you will pay for are the leads that are qualified, meaning if you talked about price over the phone or you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is considered a qualified lead, okay? If they're calling you outside of roofing or gutters or they're calling you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads that would be credited back.
Right.
Okay?
Understood.
So
yeah, I'm familiar with this
that
territory.
Program, if I can offer it to anybody, I would. That's the first thing I would offer them because it's one of, like I said, Google's better products. I prefer it over Google Ads. So, Andy, we can help
and
you.
And this was called what was this called? I'm sorry. I hate writing.
Oh, it's okay. So it used to be called Google Guaranteed, but now they call it Google Verified because it has a check mark in blue that says verified. Yeah. Google just happened to change the name recently. Okay. But, you know, if there's ever a time that you would want assistance with that, like someone optimizing it and managing it for you, that is something that we can do as well. But you know, a package that I think would be a good fit for you, I mean, with one, with what we offer, we call it our Platinum package, because what it does is it includes both Google and the Facebook marketing. Okay. The way that we set up our programs, they're a fixed flat rate and they're monthly. Now, we will allocate a certain amount to your Facebook ads that we manage throughout the month. So because you pay a flat rate, you're not going to incur, you know, click fees. Okay.
Right.
So I was looking through your notes here, and you travel 30 miles up to 50. The areas are Putnam Counties, looks like Cookeville, Sparta, Livingston, Baxter, Monterey, Coxville, Smithville is what was listed. So that's within the 50 miles.
Those are the surrounding cities, yes. You're getting
okay.
You're in about four different counties with those right there.
Okay, perfect. So I would recommend this Platinum package. The Platinum package, I'm going to put in a credit here. Let me see here. Let me just attach this credit. Where's your years in business that he put on here? How long have you been in business now?
32 years.
Wow. Very well established. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's changed a lot on how you can generate some business. As
listen, I'm going to tell you my age. I'm going to tell you my age when I say this, but I remember as a kid we used to get the yellow pages, and the white pages would be at your doorstep the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. Everybody started their business with the letter A, right?
That's it.
AAA, yep. AA. 4A,
yeah,
to be closer to the first pages, right? But, you know, with Google, the algorithm's so different. It's how they search up your services. So, Andy, I'm going to put you in for what we call an established credit, okay, because of your years in business. So basically with this package, what you're looking at is going to be $399 a month, okay? It's going to have a one-time $99 setup fee to cover programming. So basically, you're looking at $498 to get it started, and then it's $399 monthly. Okay? No contract,
what was that
but I will.
Fee, honey? Sorry, I got the $399. What did you say that
was? Oh, it's okay.
Was?
$498 because it's going to have the $399 and the one-time $99 setup fee. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
Now, your monthly would be $399. You're grandfathered into that rate. It won't change on you unless if you want more, like, money allocated to your Facebook ads. Okay?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That $399, it's not a contract. I will ask you for a three-month verbal commitment to stick it out 3 months. You pay monthly. Okay? But basically what this would do is it's us optimizing your Google business profile to the first page, and we manage it there, okay, the local SEO. We do the content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Now, we're going to do Facebook ads. Facebook ads are going to retarget. Andy, as soon as someone does a search on Google for your service, they go to their Facebook page, they're going to see your ad appear. And that's what's really going to help you reach more new clients, but we can make it unique, excuse me, to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. And they click on your ad to call you directly, or they could go straight to your website, whichever you prefer. We will take $200 from that $399. $200 of it is going to be allocated to your Facebook ads that we are managing. And this is why I say you won't incur click fees, because you're paying that flat rate. Okay? Now, your website, we just make sure it's always attached where you're listed. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Anyone using their iPhone, their Android, tablet, Siri, Amazon Alexa to search for your services will still pull you up in those search results. It would pretty much cover all of your bases. And I think it's a package that would be real beneficial for you, because with Google and social media, they work very well together hand in hand.
Yeah, I agree. Something about a kind of a meta partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that is accurate or not, but something to do with artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Guys have some of that going on, I'm sure.
Well, let me tell you this. Just, it's so funny when I share this with you. My husband had to use my phone 2 weeks ago because his phone died, and he's like, I need to look up something. I need your phone. I handed him my phone. Well, a week later, right, we're talking week of Christmas, last week, our youngest granddaughter was born on Christmas Day, and so I was doing a posting, you know, on my Facebook page. Thank you. And
I have a nephew that's born on Christmas as well.
Oh, yeah. I think they kind of get cheated out of gifts.
Yeah, they lose their luster on their birthdays for sure.
That is true. And so the funny thing was, is so I go on my Facebook page and all of a sudden I see these fishing reel ads. And I'm like, fishing reel ads? And immediately the light bulb went off. I looked at my husband and I said, Anthony, Are you trying to purchase a fishing reel? And he goes, what do you mean? So it's funny because I'm getting these fishing reel ads, and he's like, oh man, because he got caught.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you know? And I'm all, remember the other day you used my phone? Well, now it's targeting me as having an interest because you were looking up fishing reels.
Yeah.
And so that's how they work. And I feel that that's why the Facebook ads are so successful, because it's that constant reminder. You were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it, right? And even if they're not in your specific area when they're performing that search on Google, but when they go to their Facebook page, it's going to retarget them. What I love about Facebook ads is that you could be very targeted, right? Like, you could say, I want to target these counties, or I want to target, you know, with our analytics, it'll even show you the percentage of female to male that were viewing your ad, okay? The age group, it just really gives you the breakdown, because this will come with a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us. And not just take our word for it.
Well, I will share with you. I know what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense. And I know that territory really well, because I told you that it was a group decision for me and my wife. We decided to not be all janked up with Facebook and having all kinds of new friends coming at us and just, you know, whatever. We within our church, we've had some bad experiences with some old flames reaching out to some married couples and just causing some strife. And it's like, man, do we really want to even have to worry about that? So, you know, not that we're insecure with each other at all. But
no.
That
my pastor says the same thing.
I did have to create a fake Facebook page, and I called it Jess Fam, for Jess, short for Justice, my last name. So I just called it JESFAM.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And even though it's just a fake profile, it still pulled up like things like my phone number, email, you know, and it was automatically, bam, here's this whole cram full of friends that used to be Facebook friends of mine, you know, just trying to re-tap into me. Like, you want to use all these. And I'm like, so I accidentally hit a button. Thank goodness it was my cousin's catfishing organization. And so I've got one friend on social media under my fake profile. But I had to have that fake profile to attach to my business
profile. Right, in
profile
order for you.
So
correct.
But I did
and
do
I,
some, this funny here. I did.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, right when I created that, or 2.5 years ago, whatever, it was around Christmas time, and I'm doing some Victoria's Secret, okay, for my wife, searches, Victoria's Secret. While I'm hunting out of my tree stand, I'm looking at Victoria's Secret. Yeah, no joke, looking, you're seeing all the sexy ladies and their they're all their, you know, whatever
right.
You talk, the lingerie, okay? So I'm like, okay, uh-huh. Well, I'm really looking through there trying to find something that my modest wife would like to wear, you know, on occasion.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, here comes, pardon my French, but here comes the bonkers, man.
It oh, just, no.
Man, the lore on my Facebook, Facebook. So
yeah.
Of course my wife's like, what are you searching up, dude? And I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, no, that's why we got rid of this to begin with. It was
yeah, no, I
like
agree.
That. I promise you. My days of looking at that type of stuff is
yeah.
long gone. I don't
my
even,
pastor,
I feel guilty if I did. But
yeah, yeah, my
but
pastor, he says, my pastor says, he goes, you know, social media has its good and bad. And this is where it can get a little tricky. Because he says, you know, you can reach a lot of people online, right? Invite them to church, you know.
Sure.
In fact, I'll share with you, my husband was going through kidney and colon cancer at the time. And he was just in a really, I want to say dark place because of the chemo that he was going through, the depression, the anger, you know what I mean? He just really wasn't praying. And he happened to be on Facebook just scrolling. And it was funny because a friend of ours had sent us a link because at that time, it was during COVID and our pastor was doing prayer online. Well, he wasn't our pastor yet, but needless to say, my husband said, I need prayer. And he said, what can I pray for? And my husband says, I'm going through chemo and I don't have a very good attitude about this, you know, and I feel lost. And so he prayed for him and he said, I want to invite you to my church. And I want you to come up to me, Anthony, and I want you to let me know who you are because I want to meet you. So we went, and when we went, he wasn't preaching that day. In fact, he was preaching in a different – he was invited to as a guest speaker at another church. So the pastor that preached that day, my husband was like, oh, he's pretty good, but I'm a little disappointed that Pastor Fernando wasn't here to meet me. Needless to say, we went back the following service, and we've been at that church for 3 years now. My husband's in remission. We're very involved in ministry. So there's the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? With social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Amen.
Because
there is.
I know, I've known that, you know, I'm a firm believer that how you are at church is how you need to present yourself everywhere you go, right? And there have been
Amen.
Some things that I've seen from other Christians, and I'm like, oh, my.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
you have to
is
be
that
very,
what we
very
do outside
careful.
Of church, you know? And I just, like, I just keep scrolling because I don't want to see any of that, you know, because then it's like, oh, my goodness, that's not how they act at church.
Oh, yeah. Well, like my father-in-law notoriously says, it's real easy to be a Christian in here
yeah.
on Sunday around all these good Christian folks that are putting on their best behavior, but it's when you step out into the real world.
Yes, sir.
In your work life, that's when you can really test your
that's
faith.
That's when it's the real test. What are you doing when no one else is looking, right? Integrity.
Exactly.
But yeah, exactly. So, you know, I tell many people, you know, there's a lot that are like, I'm not good with social media. You know, it's caused problems in my marriage. I don't want an old boyfriend to look me up and find me and what have you. And I tell them, listen, you open up a Facebook page, a personal one. Don't put any friends. Don't even put pictures on there. Just open it up so that way we can create the one for the business for you. No one's going to see that personal page. So it's how I tell people to create it if they don't have one, just so that way we can create the one for the business. But yeah,
well,
that's
we
content
did do that.
On there.
And you know, back to the basics, we did do that. And
mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm going to consider, you know, your offer. But what I have my brother and I have both had to agree
yeah.
on things before we commit to anything, because as you could imagine,
Mm-hmm. Let's just say a company like you called me and we spent some time on the phone and I'm like, all right, look, this all sounds really good, but now I'm about out of time and that really is about to be the reality. But let's just say that's what the case was, a previous conversation of ours. And then I said, conversation's good. Everything you said's good. I like it. I'm on board, but I have to get with my brother first.
Right.
There has been time where that company is able, smart enough to look up my company and get my brother's phone number and call him and say, hey, this is so-and-so with so-and-so. And I spoke with Andy for 30-something minutes, and he is ready to rock and roll, but he needs your approval first. And, of course, he's going to be like, oh, well, if Andy said go for it, then, you know,
yeah.
Go for it. And then me and him talk 2 hours later, and I'm like, no, that is not how that conversation went.
Oh,
I told him,
no.
Me and you were going to have to talk. Now, they just backdoored us.
Oh, yeah.
And got us to sign up for this commitment here whenever me and you haven't even had our discussion yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we agreed that anybody that calls and says, hey, I've already spoke with Ronnie, we just need your approval, we know right then it's a sham. So, but what I would like to tell you is I know you have a New Year's Eve-ish deal going on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the $199 setup fee or the special monthly $399 rate, but the price seems fair. And what I do want to do is get the name of your company, and I need it the evening. Like, I do have a 4 o'clock deadline that I'm hooking up to.
Okay.
Early. You probably heard me getting with it just a minute ago.
I did.
So
here's
what
I'm doing.
As we were talking about the Facebook, if you give me your contact, give me your company name, my brother and I will talk this evening, and I will let you know for sure one way or the other sometime tomorrow before lunch.
I'm doing this right now. There was an email that I found on your Facebook, and I hope that would be the right email before I send it.
Square1.tn@gmail.com.
Yep, that's the one I got. Okay. So I'm sending you the email with the recap, Andy, of what we just discussed, okay, with the price and everything. Okay. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say VIP package, okay, with Facebook. So I just sent that to you.
Yeah.
I'm also going to text you my contact information along with my number and extension. And so that should already be, the email should already be in your inbox. If you don't see it there right away, check your junk mail, check your promotional, because you've never gotten a correspondence from me. But our company is Local Splash. We are a California-based company, okay? Just an FYI, all right?
I just sent you the text.
I have people from Texas tell me, I'm sorry. I go, I know.
I just got the message.
Beautiful.
I'm actually talking about this Meta partnership. I have some Meta AI Ray-Ban sunglasses that when I put them on, me and you are talking on those Ray-Bans right now.
Nice.
We haven't been the whole conversation, but as soon as I put my glasses on, we switched over. And
you
probably hear the change.
And I know you're talking to your brother.
Alert.
Perfect.
I am.
So discuss with your brother if it is something that you're interested in. Please give me a call. Or either way, email me either way, whether it's a yay, you guys discussed it, let's move on, or you know what, we're good for now.
If you haven't heard from me, by noon, your time, my time, I don't know what time zone you're on.
I'll reach out.
We're Central Standard Time.
You're on the other side. So you're 2 hours ahead of me.
3:20 p.m. Yes,
yep,
3:20 p.m. right now. If you haven't heard from me by noon my time, call me.
I will. I hope you have a blessed afternoon, and I will talk with you tomorrow, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you. Tell me your name again. I'm so sorry.
Nadine.
It's Nadine.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Nadine.
Like the Chuck Berry song.
Pleasure.
You probably won't even know what that is, but...
Well,
again,
I know of Chuck Berry a little bit, but I can't say I know the song.
All right.
Thank
you take
Nadine.
Care. Talk to you tomorrow. You're
you
welcome.
Too. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.